I've been looking forward to this interview today. I mean, the producers called me up last night and said that, right, you're going to be having someone very special on the program. In fact, two very special guests on the show. And, well, one of them, I don't know if she's going to ask me about my stocks and shares and advise me on the stock market or if she's a new co-presenter for Entertainment Today. Brandy, welcome. Nice to see you again.
I can only assume.
There we go.
I can only aspire to being a co-presenter for Entertainment Today. I don't think I'm good enough, Mark.
Really? Well, I mean, we've had you on some groundbreaking shows, of course, your travels years ago when we had you on Travel Today. But this is a completely different subject we're going to be talking about today. You've also brought a special guest. Maybe you can introduce your special guest as well.
I will, because I'm in the studio this morning, or this afternoon now, not to talk stocks and shares and the rest of it, but to talk about dragon voting.
Now, your radio voice came on then, didn't it? Business breakfast radio voice.
Which is my new love. And I've brought with me a man who knows far, far more about it than I could ever hope to. And that is my coach, Nick Hendo.
Hi, guys.
Nick, first question has got to be, what's she like? Is she easy to coach?
Oh, not too bad.
Can you keep her under control?
Yeah, when she gets out of bed, you know, she turns up, it's good. But it's good having her in the boat, and hopefully she'll be a good asset to the team.
I'm sure she will. And I thought we'd get in the mood for things and have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of music just to get you paddling a little bit. Go on, you brought your paddle. Go on, Brandy, go on.
Come on, Brandy. We've just given her a paddle. You know, she's been giving
now,
me a water
paddle. Brandy Scott of the Business Breakfast has got this lovely paddle, and she's going hell for leather there across the studio now. Right, now, Brandy, last time we spoke about your hobbies, one of them was kind of knocking people out on Jumeirah Beach. It seems to have all changed since your boxing. You've picked up this new sport and seem to be really into it.
I have. About 6 months ago, I started hanging around with the Dubai Diggers, who are, is it arrogant and horrible to say that it's the best dragon boat team around, Nate?
I think we've earned that title, and a lot of people agree with us as well.
There was only one team I wanted to join anyway. If you're going to start, you might as well start with the best. So I have been hanging around in the hope that they would take me on, and they have taken me on. They're taking me on all the way to Macau.
That's amazing, isn't it? You're going to be off to the Far East. So is this for a special competition?
Yeah, look, we qualified for the world titles, which is great. The Dragon Boat event over the past couple of years has been local, and the Dragon Boats Association here in Dubai, guy called Jason McKenzie, has done a fabulous job. Mm-hmm. He's got about 10, 15 boats that have throughout the UAE, and we're lucky enough that to be able to use them and have events, and there's been some great events, and we're lucky enough to win.
The Dragon Boat Association, so it all sounds to be very streamlined and organised.
It is.
You know, a real kind of professional sport, yeah?
Oh, not too... besides soccer, I think it's the most participated sport in the world, they reckon.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 2,000-year-old sport from China, and it's like a long canoe, as you've seen. You can see the paddle.
Yeah.
Brandy's picked it up pretty well, and she's getting a pink paddle, I think, from Malcolm.
I understand that Malcolm Taylor of Business Breakfast fame is ordering you a pink one, yeah? Any chance of getting Malcolm actually in the boat?
Not sure that is going to happen. Malcolm's more on the sponsorship side of my sport than participating, I think.
Mm. Let's talk a bit about that, about the sponsorship how you go about doing that.
Look, okay, we're I suppose Jumeirah have been very, very good.
Yeah.
There's Sandra down at the Mina Salam Hotel, and this weekend we're having a barbecue awareness day, and we have many sponsors that are going to give us great prizes for people that are participating in the sport. We've got Alpha Tours, Helicopter Rides, Ignite Sport Fitness, Red, Russell Kamer Free Zone. So there's some big corporations, because there's a mixed bag of people with lawyers, doctors, pilots, health guys, even some radio announcers with a pink paddle.
Okay.
it's been pretty good. And there's a big corporate event here, so corporate sponsors just get behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got some really good events on Saturday. I don't know if I can plug the event.
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Saturday down at the Mina Salam Hotel.
Yeah.
We've got from 12 to 4. We've got a fantastic Aussie barbecue for children's. There's a game of cricket. There's some great prizes. Wild Waddy are giving away a lot of tickets to the kids. Mm-hmm. There's a cricket game. You can surf, swim, if there's any surf.
Okay, so this is happening Saturday.
Saturday at 12:30.
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock at the Mina Salam.
Okay.
We'll have the dragon boat there, so anyone can come down and pop in the boat. and have a barbecue and a sausage sizzle. But
and meet Brandy Scott.
And meet, yeah, you can imagine the one pink paddle at the world standing out, can't you?
I'm sure she'll be doing autographs and, yeah, and photograph sessions and all that kind of thing.
I think it's more about community spirit than that. But it is going to be a cracking day. I mean, if you want to have a go in the boat. I just really like the fact that it is going to be sort of a big community day. I like the idea of everyone getting behind a team. I think it's going to be neat.
Yeah. Tell us about the boats and you know, where they're made and what designs. I just got this picture of a real elaborate designs. And
Years ago, it used to be a big wooden teak boats in Stanley when I was in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And they still race in those traditional boats. Now they're more of a fiberglass boat, all the same weight, same make by Champion, I think, and there's a couple of other ones made in Europe, some made in China.
Yeah.
But there's the IDBF, which is the governing body, which sanctions all the events. And so at the Worlds in Macau, we all have to do our very well best to represent the UAE and the Dubai Diggers and all their sponsors.
Yeah, so the Dubai Diggers must be going through some real rigors at the moment in terms of training. I mean, obviously you've got your fun day on Saturday, but I would imagine you know, some serious training going on.
I'm lucky, as you can see, I'm not the fittest one in the boat.
But
my guys and girls are very fit and committed, but we have a lot of fun too.
It's all
about teamwork and communication and even good for companies to come down as well.
Well, I mean, we're quite a big boat muscle wise. I mean, how much does the boat weigh, Nick, when we're all in it?
I teed it up the other day and one side was 801 kilos and the right side was 801 kilos. So that's, what, ton and a half?
Okay.
Boat?
So you've got it balanced exactly right.
Yeah, well, it didn't mean to.
Okay.
And then probably my ballast at the end. So.
Now, I know Brandy's, she kind of wrote me an email yesterday, just give me some background on this. And she claims she's the weakest link, you know, Anne Robinson and all that kind of thing.
Look, she came down the first training session and there was a bit of technique there and she was a Kiwi. Then I sort of, I said, look, come back to the next training and that. And look, it's easy. If you're committed and you've got a bit of, I suppose, water experience, and Kiwis and Aussies are, you know,
born
not
on the
too
water,
good.
Aren't they?
There's not too many Manchester boys that are in our boat. But,
okay.
wish you could come.
Leave the football to us, yeah.
he says it's easy. I woke up the first morning after training expecting to have slightly small sore arms. I felt like I'd been by a bus. I couldn't move. And it's not the arms. It's sort of the core and the back.
Yeah.
And really surprised and just walked around the next day just thinking, I am never going back
stepping
there
in that boat
again.
But you're looking toned, I have to say. You know, it seems to be like an overall workout.
Yeah, it's actually done some really good things for the shoulders. We've got a bit of a tan going. So yeah, there are some side benefits.
Go on.
I was just about to say, Brandy, there can be a better place to do it. You know, we paddle out of the Jumeirah beach hotel there and paddle around the Burj and into the beautiful, so it's probably one of the pristine places to paddle rather than the harbours of Hong Kong.
Well, I was going to say, is it going to be very different, you know, paddling in those waters than what
in Macau
here?
It's going to be flat water, so it'll be tougher. The boats will be sluggish and heavier because it's still water, where here we're in salt water. So we're going to go and do our best and hold the flag up high, as they say.
That UAE flag. But a lot of nationalities in the boat, you were telling me, Brandy. Guys from all walks of life. Tell us about your team.
Yeah, it's a very good representation of Dubai, I think. I mean, we do have, as well as the Antipodean contingent, there's a lot of sort of Aussies, as you can hear, Nick being one of the most Australian people I've ever met.
Kiwis, thank you.
South Africans in the lot. We've got a few Brits. We've got Filipinos. We've just had an Austrian guy who's turned up and joined in as well. So there's quite a good UN mix in there as well, which is lovely. And there's boys and girls.
Okay.
We've got a very strong men's team, and the mixed team. Well, you have to have a couple of us girls in there, don't you, Nick?
We've got to have 8 girls and 12 boys for the mixed
to qualify for a mixed.
Yeah,
team.
That qualifies for the mixed. Yeah. So we're taking 30 of us to Macau.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a pretty wild flight down there, I would think, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Quite, quite,
you know,
a day,
no,
a few
no drinking from the team.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going on the some kind of insane school trip, to be perfectly
honest.
We
took a Hong Kong team last year trip, and that was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the boys and girls had a lot of fun.
Do you find that the guys that, you know, from the Far East that have maybe been doing it for longer and, you know, this is where the sport originated, are perhaps a little more, you know, refined? Are they right up there when it comes
the Chinese,
to technique?
As I said, there's a lot of different techniques, and of course the bigger guys have a different technique than the Chinese and the Asians, and I can imagine the Chinese are going to be phenomenal out there in Macau.
Mm. Do you have to sit, depending on someone's size and physique, do you sit them in a certain place on the boat? What's the mechanics?
Yeah, generally the smaller people that keep the timing and the rating are up the front. Then you've got the engine room.
We do have one guy, Woody, whose arm span is so long, he's sort of more pterodactyl than human, that we
like
kind of have to
there,
leave a bench in front of him so that he doesn't hit anybody.
We call Woody the crate man because I asked him to tie a crate on the end of the boat one day and we took off and the crate sunk. I said, Woody, oh, I didn't tie it on.
Really?
Know, for resistance training.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good people in the boat and we've been training really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays off. So if anyone wants to come and try, we train out of there. And we've got a website down there, and the event's going to be really cool and with some really cool tunes if you guys are into some desert vibes.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll find out a little bit more about how we can kind of maybe become a dragon boater and, cool. You know, sign up to the diggers when we come back after the break.